Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNCA, and we're pleased to be joined now by the Jefferson West football coach, that is Jeff Schwinn. Big win for the Tigers to kick off the 26th campaign a week ago and in Big East League play. Coach, so much to take away from it, but the initial thoughts on your team's 41-8 victory last week over Royal Valley.
I love the energy that we came out with, and that bodes well. Right out the gate, we talked about starting fast, and that's exactly what we were able to do. There was a conversation of whether or not we wanted to defer or take the ball, and there was no doubt when we talked to our players that we were going to take the ball and try to get our special teams going early and our offense, and we were able to do that. So very pleased with the win, the excitement, the energy that we had. We have some things that we need to improve on.
Yeah, and I thought, coming in, Royal Valley, it's not going to be an easy out for any team in the league. They're big up front. They can run the ball. But with the success that your team had last year, obviously a tough way to end in the playoffs, but you sit the entire offseason, you get to the summer, all the preparation and expectations leading up to week one, and the fact that you guys come right out the gate, score touchdowns, I believe it was six of your first seven drives or something to that degree. So after all that sitting around and all the preparation, essentially picking up where you guys left off last year, it's got to be a good feeling.
It did feel very good. And again, I think that is a testament to the leadership that we have within that senior class and the confidence that they've built over the summer and working together throughout the preparation. And, when that happens, when they can come together and gel, then good things really happen.
Well, Brody Schwinn, of course, and Brixton as well. We talked about that combination all last year, and they picked up right where they left off. Brixton making his second, year as the starting quarterback, only a sophomore, still over 300 total yards, 5 touchdowns. Brody has 6 catches for 164 and 3 scores, essentially unguardable. You had a lot of other guys who certainly made plays for you, but statistically, those are kind of the top two. Just so many guys, getting involved. One, it's great to see from a coaching aspect, but it just shows the depth that your team has in terms of playmakers and ability among that.
Absolutely. And some other names that I can throw out there, skill position-wise, Dalton Foster had a great game. I believe he had 2 touchdown catches, and he played well getting open. The one thing that we were able to see is we were accurate with the football. We were making good decisions. And then our receivers are really getting some separation. So hopefully that continues throughout the season, and we continue to get better with everything that we're doing.
And of course, everything with the offense, right, starts with the big boys up front. Osiris Unruh, Pitt State, one of the best in the state, you lose him, but you still brought back a lot of continuity and big bodies up front. Everything starts up front. What'd you like about the O-line?
Well, they played a very solid football game, kept Brixton clean for the most part. I think we gave up 1 sack throughout the night, and that was probably, we got out of the pocket pretty early on that one. So they did a great job of keeping him clean. And there are some things that we obviously have to clean up, continue to work on our finish and playing through the whistle. But I was very pleased with their performance, and I know that they're going to continue to get better throughout the season.
And then real quick, thoughts on the defensive side holding Royal Valley to just 8?
Yeah, that's the one thing that sticks out in my mind. Our defense really flies around. They tackle well. We did miss some tackles, and we know that we've got to get better at that. But they're very aggressive with what they do. Coach Stevie and the defensive staff prepared them well. And they went out and played a physical football game and aggressive, and that's what we want. They were able to create turnovers, and we were able to score off those turnovers. So we played they was a great team defense. Had a couple picks. Our secondary played very well with some of their play action stuff. But the number one thing that we did well is stop that run and put them in unfavorable down and distances.
Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. A few more minutes. Of course, big win against Royal Valley in week one. Now we shift gears to week two. Very intriguing matchup. Centralia is the opponent. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Jefferson West football coach, that is Jeff Schwinn, here on our weekly locker room chats, getting you set for week two of high school football on Friday nights. And coach, you get a win last week, and I know you and the players amongst all, just you celebrate it for a second. You know, you get to Saturday, then you got to flip the script and get ready for week two. Boy, Centralia, I mean, a tradition among like any, you know, here in the state. This is such a fun matchup and an early season test for both teams. They lose a tough one against a very good team in Rock Creek. They're putting some big boys on the schedule here early on. What can you tell us about Centralia? What stands out with the tradition that they have over there at Centralia?
Yeah, they're definitely a storied program. Coaches do a great job over there preparing their kids. They're a physical team. You can see it within their offensive line. You know, when they're going downhill, they move some people. So we have to be able to play with good pad level on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball. But they are, they return a lot of what their 8-2 team was last year. Their quarterback is a very capable runner. He runs very, very well, has good instinct. They've got a good backfield. But like I said, I think their front five on their offensive side is some of the best that we'll see. They're very, very aggressive with what they do in their running schemes, and you have to be prepared for misdirection with this team. So our eyes have to be good. We've got to be a disciplined football team moving forward.
Yeah, Quentin Aldefer, you mentioned their quarterback, just one of the best athletes in the state, multi-sport. And when you have a guy of his caliber running that offense, it makes it even more challenging to defend. What is simply the biggest challenge in defending the offense that they run?
Well, they are a lot of misdirection. I think last week, based on last week's film, we didn't see their whole playbook. So we're obviously digging into a little bit of last year's film and a lot of the same players that they have. So we definitely have to make sure that we're prepared for the misdirection and not let anything deep over our heads, any of those explosives get over our heads. And then we've got to tackle well. They show that they can break tackles. They're tenacious in the way they run. So we've got to put a lot of hats at the ball and make sure that we're getting after them with the tackling. And then try to disrupt that football and see if we can't achieve that goal of 2+ turnovers as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun, not just in our area, but in the state. It's going to be one of the best week two matchups on Friday night. Jefferson West and Centralia. Another one in Meriden on Friday night. Tigers and Panthers. Going to be a lot of fun for that one, no doubt about it. Jeff Schwinn joining us, Jefferson West football coach. Can't thank you enough, good sir, for all the time each and every week. Good luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.